Welcome to the Political Cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
All right, everybody, and welcome back to the third and final hour of the Political Cesspool radio program. I'm your host, James Edwards, coming to you live tonight from Memphis, Tennessee, our flagship station, AM 1380 WLRM, going out to the AM-FM affiliates of the Liberty News Radio Network, and simulcasting online to a worldwide audience at our official internet headquarters, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Been an interesting night. It's been a bad night in some ways. Always a good night to be talking to you, but it's disturbing to have to cover some of the content that we're charged to do here at TPC. And Keith Alexander and I did the best we could during the first couple of hours here in the third and final. I just got off the phone with Jared Taylor, so we're going to have him on in just a minute. He will be our featured guest. We're going to end the program tonight on a much more uplifting and positive note, promoting the forthcoming 2013 American Renaissance Conference. Certainly the showcase event of the race realist and paleoconservative movement. And if I understand correctly, my good friend and yours is with me now on the line. Jared Taylor is the editor of American Renaissance Magazine, in addition to being the author of several titles, including Paved with Good Intentions and White Identity, which is his newest release. We have promoted it on this show, offered it as a fundraising incentive, and information about all of that and more can be found at amren.com. Jared, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure.
The pleasure is entirely ours, and as I was letting the audience know, it's great that we're going to be ending the show on a somewhat positive note. The fact that the next Amren conference is right around the corner, and it offers our people with the unique situation of being able to share with fellowship with one another in a high-energy and positive environment. So, Jared, take it from there. Give us all the details. This is breaking news.
Well, no, it's a pleasure to be on, James. As you know, I think you do wonderful work, and I always am grateful to have a chance to speak to your audience because they're some of the most aware and informed people in the entire United States.
Well, thank you for saying that.
Well, we all know it's true. The next American Renaissance Conference is going to be April 5th through 7th near Nashville, Tennessee. And as we have done in the past, we have a state-owned facility. It's a beautiful place, about a 45-minute drive west of the city. And, you know, you mentioned the word fellowship when you're talking about this. We do our best to have an absolutely first-rate lineup of speakers, but in a way, the conference is really just an excuse for our people to get together. There's nothing like being in a room full of 200 people who all understand, who all see the world clearly. That's really a thrilling thing. And when I was first putting these conferences together, I thought, well, you know, they come to hear our great speakers. And then it dawned on me, our people come to see each other. I mean, we're a nice excuse, but no, it's really great to be amongst like-minded folks. And you were a speaker at the last American Renaissance Conference. The only reason you're not this year is that we don't like to sort of have the same people back to back. But yeah.
Well, Jared, I'd like to hold you up right there. You know, if there's one thing that I am, I have to be honest with my audience, and that isn't entirely the reason that I'm not coming back. As you shared with me on the phone, having me and you in the same room at the same time is just a little bit too much for the ladies to handle. I mean, let's just be frank. let's be frank here.
Yes, we had too many swooning ladies last time. But they survived, and
we wish.
So did we, just barely. Yeah, you know, I've got a lot of exciting people lined up. One of the most exciting, I think, is somebody that I suspect your listeners have never heard of, and his name is Fabrice Robert, and he is the head of a group called the Bloc Identitaire. Now, it's a French group. And identitaire, that's a word that we really need in English, I think. It means sort of literally identitarian. And it means people who are defending their identity. And I think it's a much less terrifying than talking about race. You know, race just gets people, just turns them blue and their teeth begin to chatter. But if you talk about identitarian, we're defending our identity. That's much less scary for people. But in France, the French identity that they're defending is, of course, a French and European identity. And they are absolutely opposed to any kind of Muslim immigration or non-European immigration. And the Bloc Identitaire, they first were in the headlines back in 2006. You may have heard about this. They had a program for distributing pork sandwiches, ham sandwiches, and pork soup to down-and-outers. Now, as you know, Muslims are not supposed to eat pork.
Mm-hmm.
And so everybody was just in a terrible tizzy about how this is discrimination. Well, they said, no, we're giving this free food for anybody who cares to have it. And there's no law against giving away free food, but it was very clear they wanted to give food to their own people. So that was, quite a brilliant move. It attracted a lot of attention, a lot of support. And then just last October, they were at Poitiers. That's another name for, well, we call it Tours. It's the Battle of Tours. Remember in 732 when Charles the Hammer stopped the Muslim tide, one of the many times that Europe has been invaded by non-Europeans, and they were building a mosque in the city of Tours, and the Bloc Identitaire people said, wait a minute, this we will not tolerate, and they occupied the mosque site. And they issued a statement saying that this is where the Muslims were stopped 1,200 years ago, and we must stop them again. And then they quoted something that sounded like the motto of New Hampshire. It says, we have a choice. We must live free or die. Now, eventually, they were forced off of the site. But that, too, got a great deal of attention from the media around the world. And these people are serious about protecting their country from invasion. And we're serious, too.
Well, amen to that, Jared. And I'm so excited to have you back tonight. Folks, we're going to leave no stone unturned this evening as we give you all the details about the American Renaissance Conference. As our featured guest, Jared Taylor, just mentioned, it's going to be held April 5th through the 7th near Nashville, Tennessee. Folks, if you were at last year's conference, it's going to be at the exact same facility, so you can register and make your plans for this event, as you well should. It comes with my heartiest endorsement, knowing that the venue is impervious to threats from the Antifa thugs that have plagued us in the past. This event is a go, and it's going to be one of the best ones ever. I'm at the Amren website right now, amren.com. I'm looking at the lineup, and we're going to talk more about some of the other speakers that will be there and why you should be there too when the political cesspool continues right after these words from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
Don't let me be misunderstood. Don't let me be misunderstood.
Are you looking for an affordable way to earn your bachelor's degree? Do you want a college experience that's more personal? Then discover your future at America's Transfer College. Students across the U.S. are choosing Ivy Bridge College as a better, smarter way to earn their degree. Thanks to Ivy Bridge's unique program, starting at a two-year college and transferring to finish your degree has never been easier. The program is simple. Start with Ivy Bridge College and take your first 2 years of college online. Transfer to one of over 140 of Ivy Bridge's partner schools and take your upper division courses. Then graduate with your bachelor's degree from the school of your choice. Personal attention, small class sizes, affordable tuition, and a clear pathway to graduation. Start your academic journey and contact us to learn more about Ivy Bridge College today. Call 877-622-2059 or visit americastransfercollege.com to find out more.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Jump in the political cesspool with James and the gang. Call us tonight at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
I've been blessed to have the friendship of Jared Taylor for the better part of a decade now. Jared's been appearing as a guest on this show since its very inception. Back in October of 2004, that's when it all began for it. It's hard to believe that it's been that long. Time flies when you're having fun. And I have had fun with Jared Taylor. He and I shared the stage together at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C., a very prestigious and venerable venue back in the fall of 2011. And it paled in comparison to sharing the stage with him at the American Renaissance Conference last year, at which I also spoke. Folks, you're not going to want to miss this year's event. It's going to be at the same place it was last year. If you were there, you know what a beautiful setting that this facility is in. It's nestled in the woods by a lake at a state park near Nashville, Tennessee. So you'll fly into Nashville, and it's a short drive from there. You don't want to miss it. If you did not go last year, correct that mistake by making plans to go this year. And you can get all the details at amren.com, but we're going to be talking about it much more extensively for the remainder of the hour this evening with Jared Taylor. Now, he mentioned just one of the many incredible speakers that will be at this year's event. Jared himself, in addition to serving as the MC, if you will also be addressing the troops. I don't use the word incomparable very often. I think it certainly applies to our guest this evening, but it also applies to a mutual friend we share in one Sam Dixon, who has been a staple at the Amren events since their very inception. Talk about Sam Dixon, Jared, and why he breaks the mold as being the one guy that is there every time and for good reason.
Sam Dixon is really a remarkable man. As I like to say, Sam Dixon can give a better talk extemporaneously at 1 minute's notice than most people can give if you give him 3 months to prepare.
Sure.
He is really a brilliant guy, and he has been observing the racial scene and thinking about it for longer than just about anybody I know. He is always the closing speaker at every American Renaissance Conference because he'd be such a tough act to follow. Nobody would want to have to come after Sam Dixon. So at one time, we used to say that he was giving the benedictory remarks. But this time, he has actually got a title for his talk. And he hasn't really told me what he's going to be speaking about, but the title is intriguing. It's three four-letter words, love, hate, and race. So
very provocative indeed.
Yes, very provocative. Well, we will see what love, hate, and race are all about when handled by, as you say, the incomparable Sam Dixon. Now, he's always one of my favorite speakers at any of these get-togethers, and as you pointed out, he has spoken at every single one. I guess at this point now, he and I are the only people who have spoken at every one. It used to be that the great Sam Francis always spoke at AR conferences, but he died in 2005, and we certainly miss him.
Well, the late Mr. Francis certainly stayed with it as long as he could, and of course was a terrible loss for all of us, and we continue to feel its effects. But for those of us who are still here and still active, well, you'll be able to meet the cream of the crop folks when you go. To hear Sam and Jared alone would be worth the very nominal price of admission. And I want to tell you, from the heart, folks, and you know this, my regular listeners who've been listening to me for all these years, we don't have people on for puff pieces. I invited Jared on the show tonight because I felt it my duty to bring you the information about this event. I want you to be there. I'm going to be there, and I want to see you there, and you will not regret it. It's a great, great event. That goes without saying. We talked about the fellowship. It makes for a great vacation, and it's one of the most affordable you'll be able to spend, and you're not going to find a better atmosphere if you want to tickle your political funny bone. You're going to get all that and a lot more. Jared, let me ask you this, and we're going to talk some more about some of the speakers. And I asked this out of my own curiosity. What's the process of selecting that very elite crew that serves as the American Renaissance speaking panel each and every conference? What's the process there behind the scenes?
Well, it's not all that complicated a one. I talk to various people whose judgment that I trust, and I think about who are the most effective speakers, who have the most interesting things to say, and who are entirely committed to our side. And the names kind of fall into place. The only thing that, as I say, I don't want to do is, other than Sam Dixon, I don't like to have repeat speakers back-to-back. So I like to have a kind of a clean slate.
Sure,
although,
keep it fresh.
A lot of people would be perfectly happy to, I think, hear pretty much the same slate of speakers. But no, I like for there to be a little bit of variety. But no, they have to speak well. They have to have something great to say, and they have to be thoroughly committed to our cause. Those are really the three criteria.
Well, you've outdone yourself again, my friend, in this year's panel. One that really just jumped out to me, in addition, above and beyond yourself and Sam, Ramsey Paul. Half of the speakers are either regular guests on the show or have at least appeared a couple of times. Ramsey Paul, you know, that's a guy that I took a liking to a couple of years ago, and he's been on the show. What a character. I mean, that is really going to be, I expect, a very high energy and humorous speech from this guy and his topic. Sex and nationalism. I mean, where do we go with that?
Well, that's a good question. He will take it where no one else could have possibly taken it, I'm sure. And, you know, he has a gift that I wish I had, and that is the ability to speak humorously about serious subjects. I think one of the most effective ways to discredit the other side is to make them look ridiculous.
Yes.
To make
yes.
people laugh at them. He has that talent, and I wish I did. There are only a few people, I think, that can be funny about serious things, and he's one of you know, another guy, I think he must have been on your show several times, too. That's Joe Sobran.
Right, before he passed.
Yes, that's right. He's another great one who's no longer with us. Oh, I envied his ability to write with such a light, humorous touch about deadly serious things.
You know... What,
yes, go ahead.
Well, no, go ahead and finish, because I got to say something about Joe Sobran.
I was just going to say that when I start writing about things I care about, I just get grim. I feel as though the world, you know, the fate of the world is on my shoulders, and that's just not always the right attitude to take. You need to step back and have the light touch. And Ramsey Paul, it's a different kind of humorous touch, But he and Joe Sarbrandt, I really envy that ability. But yes, about Joe?
Well, you mentioned him, and he had come on the show a couple of times, and he was another one whose loss was devastating when he was taken. But anytime I hear the name Joe Sobrin, one of his quotes, and it was just one of these quotes that just cuts to the bone, comes straight to mind, and I believe he wrote that in their mating and migratory habits, liberals are indistinguishable from members of the Ku Klux Klan. And that's just so true, and he says in about 20 words what would take me, you know, perhaps an hour to impress upon the audience.
That's right, that's right. He just skewers their hypocrisy. They all talk about how wonderful diversity is, but look where they live. Look who they marry. Look who they invite to their dinner parties. It's all just such a bunch of pathetic hot air. And yes, that's one of my favorite quotes. And you know, another one of his that I think is absolutely brilliant. He said, "The purpose of a college education is to give you the right attitude towards minorities, but the means to live as far away from them as possible."
I mean, in Ramsey Paul,
yes.
Even though perhaps he hasn't attained Sobrin's level of excellence with regard to his accomplishments in the media, Ramsey Paul is really the funniest guy I've ever listened to, and his show on YouTube has accumulated a cult following, and he's going to make an outstanding addition to this year's lineup at the Amarin Conference, which we'll be talking about more, folks, right after this break. Stay tuned.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. You're home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Are you worried about America? Do you fear the power of the Obama brigades to take away your rights? The Obama presidency is the most radical left-wing administration in American history. Our constitutional liberties are in danger. What can you do? Join the Council of Conservative Citizens. For over 20 years, the CFCC has fought for the rights and ideals of the European American majority. The CFCC has won legal and political battles to protect your heritage and your liberties. The CFCC advocates strong state governments over the power of Washington, D.C. to rule your life. The CFCC believes in an American first foreign and domestic policy which opposes globalism and one world government. The CFCC advocates racial integrity as God's natural order. Visit our website today at www.cfcc.org and join fellow European Americans in the fight for our people.
Yeah.
get on the show and express your opinion in the political cesspool, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, everybody. The program rolls on this evening. James Edwards and our featured guest tonight, Jared Taylor, editor of American Renaissance, is on tonight to talk about the forthcoming American Renaissance Conference, April 5th through the 7th, near Nashville, Tennessee. You know, I jealously guard my airtime, and the fact that we are dedicating an hour of it to promoting this event is not enough. In fact, I have invited already Jared to return to the show between now and the conference to give us a little update on how things are progressing. Folks, you need to be there. I want to see you rub elbows with some of the great minds, rub elbows with other people who are normal. I mean, normalcy is a state that shouldn't be discounted. There is a lot to be said for normalcy. And it's a family-friendly event. So we're only about 3 months out. It's not that far until April 5th. But it's just long enough for you to give you time to make those plans. Bring the wife. Bring the kids. There'll be plenty for them to do in this beautiful state park nestled in the woods near Nashville, Tennessee. Again, everyone who was there last year, it's being held at the same facility, so you know what I'm talking about. But if you weren't there, trust me, it'll be worth your time and the little bit of money it takes to register. All of those details, by the way, can be found at amren.com. But don't drag your feet. Don't mull over it. Do it tonight. There's no time like right now to do something that has an eternal value. Amren.com is the website. We were talking about Ramsey Paul before the break. His speech, I am very much looking forward to. He has been on this show before. Yes, it's true. But we feature some of his takes on various issues at least once or twice a month on the website. We just basically grab his YouTube videos and make them our own. And like Jared, it's absolutely, it takes a level of brilliance and genius that I don't have. To make fun of these very dire issues. And he does it better than anyone. And he's going to be one of the guys there. John Darbyshire, Jared, another guy who has paid the price. And he will be one of the speakers as well. And I believe, is this his first appearance?
Yes, this will be the first time he'll be at an American Renaissance conference. Yes, John Darbyshire, he's written for a great many conservative websites and publications. And for years, he was a regular contributor to National Review. But then he wrote an article, I guess it was about a year ago now, in which he called it The Talk. And he modeled it after the talk that black people claim to have with their children. Because they sit them down and they say, well, now, young Rufus, we live in a terrible racist society. And you have to act in a particular way because all those white people out there actually hate you, and even if they pretend not to. Anyway, they give them this, they say they have the talk, and it's either in quotation marks or it's capital T, capital T. Well, John Darbyshire, he wrote a piece about the talk that he gives his children about blacks and about the fact that they tend to be dangerous, certainly in large numbers. He wrote a number of very sensible things about blacks. Well, these days, of course, if you write sensibly, not just about blacks, but about whites or Asians or anybody else, you are a hate monger and a bigot. And so after all of these years of being one of the most popular and sought-after writers at National Review, they kicked him out. They cut him loose. But he continues to write, particularly now, for VDare.com, and he also writes for Tacky Mag. And he really is one of the most brilliant writers at our end of the political spectrum that I know of. Also, he is incredibly productive. Every time you turn around, he's got one more brilliant article up someplace. I really have to admire a mind that's always active like that and putting things, new perspectives on old ideas, new ideas on old perspectives. No, he's really a brilliant guy.
Well, he is. You and I, again, shared the stage or had the opportunity to share the stage with him over the course of last summer at the Council of Conservative Citizens event. And yep. Now John will be making his debut speech at Amren. So Jared Taylor, Sam Dixon, Ramsey Paul, John Derbyshire, Fabrice Robert. And, you know, I shared with you, Jared, off the air, I guess it was yesterday or the day before, that I had recently taken a business trip down to Texas. And the topic of this conference came up during the course of conversation. And one of the names I kept hearing about was that Jim Goad was going to be there. Jim Goad is going to be there. And I tell you, I like his haircut, but tell us a little more about it.
You like his haircut? Yeah, he has about as much hair as you do.
That's right. That's right.
Jim is a remarkable guy. In some respects, he is the speaker about whom I know the least. We've spoken on the phone several times. I've never actually met him in person. And ordinarily, I'm a little bit leery about that. I like to invite people whom I have heard speak. But I know that he's a good speaker. I have that on very good authority. He is really another witty and extremely creative writer. I suppose he's best known for a book called The Redneck Manifesto. And if you have never read that, you really ought to get a hold of a copy. Have you ever had him on your show, by the way?
No, I have not. And in fact, I must admit, until last week, and I hate to admit this, I had not been familiarized with his work either. So I guess we're going to learn about it together. But yeah. I heard a lot of good things, again, from very good authority, people whose opinion I admire a great deal. And I learned a little more about him during the course of that conversation when I was out of town over the course of the last few days. And they said, you know, listen, this guy alone is worth going for.
Yes, yes. He has done all kinds of things. He's a musician. He's a playwright. He's worked as a cab driver. He's worked as a radio host. He's written something called, I think it's Jim Goad's Enormous Book of Sex. So he has a lot of different interests. But he is a guy who is not at all afraid to say what he thinks and say it clearly and forcefully on all kinds of taboo subjects. And the subject of his talk, I wish I'd thought of this myself, because I've often felt this way. The subject of his talk is happy being on the wrong side of history.
Hear, hear.
Hear, hear. That's right. And when you think about the great sweep of, say the last 50 years of what's happened in the United States, I was just thinking the other day, it is very hard to put your finger on a social trend that you could describe as an improvement. Think about it. There have been technological improvements, computers, all kind of electronic devices, cell phones, drugs, there are advances in those fields all the time. But socially, my gosh, things like divorce rates, things like illegitimacy rates, also immigration, this absolute hatred of white people. Really, when you think about it, how many social trends can you think of that are positive? And so I think any sane person, and Jim Goad is certainly a sane person, is certainly on the wrong side of history and proud to be on the wrong side of history.
As we all are. And if we're successful in our efforts, perhaps that history will be rewritten. Folks, we're going to come full circle in the final segment of the program tonight. After the commercial break, Jared's going to stick with us to the bitter end this evening. But there are two speakers. We've covered everyone at least for a moment, except for two. Roger McGrath, Jared, and Byron Roth, and they will round out the panel in April 2013 at this event. Give us a little dossier on them before we go to break,
certainly.
If you will.
Certainly. Roger McGrath, he is a historian, and he teaches at California State Northridge. He has spoken at two previous American Renaissance conferences. And one of the things I like about him, in addition to all of the intelligent and provocative things that he likes to talk about, is that he is a first-rate speaker. And if you look him up on the web page of the evaluations that people have of their teachers, here, let me just read. These are just the ones that just come right up first.
By all means,
best instructor I ever had, excellent teacher who knew his subject. Another guy says, I remember everything he taught. Another guy says, the epitome of a professor. Next guy says, the best professor I had. No, he's really, and you know, it's surprising. A lot of people who make a living getting up on their hind legs and talking to people are not very good speakers. But this guy is great. He's on our side, and he's also, as I said, he's a historian, but he has been a frequent television commentator. When you have, when they make these specials about the West, about gunfighters, bandits, he's an authority on these things. And I think I'm really looking forward to his talk. His talk is called The Warrior Heroes of Our Tribe. He's going to talk about men that we need to admire and emulate.
Well, Jared, we got to take a break with that. We'll cover Byron Roth when we return in the final segment of the evening, and then we'll recap everything we've learned tonight and give folks more information on how they can register and make the right decision tonight if they are so willing. Stay tuned, folks. The best is yet to come.
We gotta get out of this place. There's a better life for me.
If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items from my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998, and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You ought to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. MemoToMe.com. Memo to Me.
A backpack is more than just a bag, it's a statement. Whether you're a student or a professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Welcome back. To get on the political cesspool, call us on James's dime, toll-free, at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
Hard to believe another 3 hours has nearly come and gone, but indeed it has, and this hour has gone by more quickly than the first two. Thanks to our featured guest, Jared Taylor, editor of American Renaissance. Hey, the 2013 American Renaissance Conference is right around the corner, folks, a little less than 3 months away. I will be there. Some great speakers will be there, many of whom you've heard many times on the Political Cesspool radio program. And I want to see you there. I want you to do yourself a favor and register for this conference and come and see me. Do it tonight if you can. But if not, at least let the seed be planted in your mind and do it within the next few weeks, as soon as possible. Amren.com, talking about, man, the great speakers. Ramsey Paul will be there. John Derbyshire, Jared Taylor, Fabrice Robert, Jim Goad, Sam Dixon. We were talking about Roger McGrath just a moment ago. And Jared, you know, you and I have had the opportunity, the rare opportunity for people in our movement, the true believers, to break through to a certain extent in the establishment media, not just with my radio program on a smaller scale, but we have been guests on national television. Well, Roger McGrath, look, I mean, this guy has appeared as a commentator on documentaries aired on the History Channel, A&E, Discovery, and TNT, in addition to being a professor. So that's pretty substantial, and he's going to be there.
Yes, yes. And, you know, when he told me the subject that he had chosen, we batted around some ideas. You know what I first thought of? I thought of the talk that you gave at the last American Renaissance Conference. You were talking about whatever else we can do, we can be good, honorable white men.
Right.
And you talked about some of your heroes, and some of them were real warriors. That's the first thing I thought of when I heard his talk, the warrior heroes of our tribe.
And it's well, Jared, that makes me very proud.
Well, that was the first thing that came to mind, because as you pointed out, even if we have no effect on the rest of the world, the one thing we can do is be honorable men ourselves. And that's an important message for our people.
Well, I mean, if nothing else, we could have an influence over our own families. And in many ways, that is the most important area of which we should implement our authority as men. And certainly, I know both you and I have tried to do that in our personal lives. The final speaker, and I went in no particular order. I kind of jumped around the list here. Byron Roth. Let's talk about him, and then we will wrap things up with some parting shots. Byron Roth.
Yes. Byron Roth, he is one of these fellows. He's an academic, but it was not until he became a professor of psychology emeritus at Dowling College that he felt really free to speak his mind. That's a terrible commentary, of course, on the academic scene in the United States, like so many people. It wasn't until he was retired that he really pulled out all the stops and talked about the crisis we face. And he has written really quite a marvelous book called The Perils of Diversity, Immigration and Human Nature. And I was asked to write a brief cover blurb for it, and I called it, truthfully and admiringly, A Brilliant Diagnosis of the Crisis We Face. It's really quite a comprehensive explanation of how the West has lost its will to live. And he ties this to just the way human nature is. It's, as I say, he's a professor of psychology, so this is the sort of thing he really understands. And it's a brilliant dissection of the psychology of capitulation. And he's going to be talking about how that works itself out, how that psychology works itself out, and results in the kind of terrible problems that we face. He's, I've heard him speak. I've met him several times. I'm sure he'll give really a first-rate talk.
Of that I have no doubt. Folks, that is the entire speaking roster of the 2013 American Renaissance Conference. It's going to be held near Nashville, Tennessee, a very easy place to get to by air or by car. In fact, when I travel, I often drive to Nashville to use their airport because it's so much cheaper than flying into Memphis. So it's a very convenient middle American, mid-southern place to go. Not a far place for most people in this country, for most of the population. Roger McGrath, Ramsey Paul, Byron Roth, John Derbyshire, Jared Taylor, Fabrice Robert, Jim Goad, and Sam Dixon. Those are the speakers and folks. In addition to that, you'll have the fellowship. You'll be in a great, comfortable surroundings. I was there last year. I'll be there again, not as a speaker, but as an attendee, as you should be as well. Great atmosphere at this place, this lodge, in nestled in the woods near Nashville. Beautiful lake, beautiful scenery, stuff for the entire family to do. And, Jared, you know, we were talking about the passings of Sam Francis and Joe Sobrin, respectively. Two other legends, men just giants will be remembered at this conference, and they passed more recently than the other two we mentioned.
That's right. 2012 was really a terrible year as far as racial science is concerned. It was the death of Arthur Jensen and Philippe Rushton. They were both brilliant, courageous men, and I feel deeply bereaved that even one of them has disappeared. Now two. No, it was a terrible blow. So we will have a remembrance of those two great scientists, and I will be asking people from the audience if they have recollections of these men to speak briefly. So those of you who are listening who might have known Arthur Jensen or Phil Rushton, you might turn over in your mind the sorts of things that you might say if it was your privilege to have made the acquaintance of these men. Might be something that you might remember, some anecdote about them that you'd like to share with us. But no, I think it's vitally important to honor the men who have made such important and courageous contributions to our knowledge of how the world works, and who give a foundation to a scientific foundation to things that we often know in our bones to be true, but it's always good to get a scientific confirmation of that fact. These were two great scientists, both of them.
Well, Jared, that's another thing that I believe I mentioned in my talk last year at the American Renaissance Conference is the importance in having heroes, and it's even more important to remember our heroes, particularly when it comes to keeping their memory alive. And these two men, I mean, what can you say about them? You can't say enough. We'll try to cover some of the bases at the conference. Well, folks, that is the 2013 American Renaissance Conference. In a nutshell, it was just announced a few days ago. If you have ever been to an AMRIN conference, you know what I'm talking about. You know why you need to be there. It is the premier event of the calendar year whenever they take place. If you have never been to an AMRIN conference, do yourself a favor and make amends. I've been to a few. I've spoken at one. I'll be at this one. And just imagine the scenario, you know, having the opportunity to meet people you've read or listened to is one thing. But again, and at the risk of sounding repetitive, sharing that fellowship with normal people who have healthy and natural views on issues that have been deemed to be taboo is just something you can't put a price on. And luckily for you, the price is negligible. I mean, really, it's extremely affordable to come and stay at this place, travel to Nashville, one of the most economical destinations in the United States. Jared, what are we talking about in terms of bringing a family to this event? And I know all the info is at AMRIN.com, but let's give them the who, what, where, when, and why one last time. We have about 2 or 3 minutes left.
Well, you know, there are a number of different options. The standard room, and it'll have two big beds in it. You could sleep four people if they were friendly. That's $87 a night. But we also have suites and villas. This is facility is a very, very flexible one. For example, in the villas, I mean, they go for $326 a night, but that's one king bed, two queens, and one queen sofa sleeper, all in separate rooms. So you could bring your entire family and stay in one of those. But also, there's camping. There are campsites available. If you wanted to come and your family wanted to camp, it's going to be in April. It'll be in springtime, a beautiful time of day. And then registration is $100. We try to keep the price low. In fact, we have never raised the price since 1994, since we started having these conferences. And there will be an optional banquet Saturday night. Of course, if you don't want to pay for the banquet, you can still come for the speaker. But we try to make it affordable. We try to make it exciting. And I'm delighted that you'll be there, James. And as I like to tell this story about the fellow who was attending, I guess it was his second or third American Renaissance conference. And he walked in, and he looked around, and he had a big smile on his face, and he says, it's great to be back among the living.
You know, as many times as you share that anecdote, Jared, it never gets old. And it's so true, and there's something to be said for that that can't be discounted. And, folks, you have the opportunity to be amongst the living in April, a beautiful time of year in Tennessee, let me tell you. I hope to see you there. Amrin.com is the website. Jared, thanks for being with us for a full hour tonight. We're flat out of time, but folks, hey, do me a favor, register, and I'll see you there, and we'll have a good time together. Jared, we appreciate you, buddy. We'll see you next time.
Oh, James, thanks so much for having me on.
My pleasure. Good night, Jared. And good night to you all, wherever you may be. I'm James Edwards, and I'll see you next week here on the Political Cesspool Radio Program.